Let's get this party started before we
Yeah,
get
I'm
all of
about
our
to fall
laughs
asleep.
out. Okay.
Okay. So you're going to start. Go ahead. You go first this time.
Oh, are we singing
Yeah.
Delta Dawn? Because I need the words.
Yeah.
Where are the
Do you
words?
think you can harmonize?
Not today. But yes, I
Okay.
can harmonize. We need to
Wow, I
practice
can't.
harmonizing. Oh, I'm a harmonizer, but we would have to be, we'd have to do it a lot. Where's this? I send it to, there it is. Give me the note. I'll do it on here. I want to make sure I am her because she has Del Del.
Delta
Okay,
G
Delta
Delta Don.
Dawn. What's
What's that fly?
it on blast. Didn't hear that clap. Can't hear that
No?
clap. Can you
Isn't that weird?
go like get closer to the microphone? I can't hear that at all.
Hello?
Okay, I can hear that. I can
Hello
hear that.
again.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
You know that song by Neil Diamond?
I love Neil Diamond.
That is one of my favorite
Oh.
songs. What sweet,
Oh,
sweet words.
gosh. I'm gonna send you all of my favorites. You ready? Del.
Del. That sounds horrible.
Okay, can you just give
Ready?
me a note? Okay,
Del.
that's too high.
Del.
Del,
Yeah, there you go.
del,
Del.
del, del,
Delta.
delta dawn.
Don.
What's that
What's that
flower you
flower
have
you
on?
have on? Could
Could
it
it
be
be a
a
faded rose from
rose
days
from days
gone
gone by?
by? And
And
did I
did
hear
I
you
hear you say
say he
he
was
was
meeting
meeting you here
here today?
today to take
Take
you
you
to
to
this
his
in
mansion in the
the
sky
sky?
high.
She's
Wow.
41 and her daddy still calls a baby. I don't know how that's going to sound because when we just did it, we were
Wow,
not
that
together.
was bad. We need to be in person. We need to record it together and like listening to the song in our ears. I tried to
Dude.
do that later, or I tried to do that later or earlier, and I couldn't
All right.
figure it out because I'm so out of it today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
All right. Let's not
maybe for next time.
let's not worry about that quite yet. Okay. Here we go. Do you say?
Your name? Hi.
Hey, this is Allie Bourgeois.
And this is Bee Brooks. Welcome to Yogi and the Bee.
Yeah, welcome.
How's it going?
Doing all right. Feel a
Yeah.
little goofy today. Do you feel a little goofy today?
Kinda. I'm not
Kinda.
feeling my best. Let's just get that out there.
Oh, right. So we're both on allergy medicine. So this could be
Yeah.
very interesting.
Like speed.
A buzzy biz.
A buzzy bee. Do you know what today is? What is today's date,
It
Allison?
is June 1st. It is June
Where
1st.
did the time go?
I am blown away. I mean, do we need to start shopping for Christmas?
Probably. Close your eyes and it'll be Christmas.
Absolutely. But first, let's celebrate my birthday.
That's right. That's what's coming up.
Let's
It is
not
coming
forget
up.
it. June 28th, everybody.
You
June
want to
28th.
talk about how things changed over the years and why and things like this?
That would be really great.
All right. What does it say on your birth certificate?
December 28th, 1965, B. And listen, it was the craziest thing. Three
Were you
days
sick of
after
Jesus?
Christmas. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. So all of my birthday presents were Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you would see people before and then everyone was going on a vacation, never had a birthday party. And everyone was depressed. They were depressed. It was the week between December and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Depressed, tired, not wanting to party in any way, eat rich food or drink alcohol. And they were poor. I mean, it was just like the perfect disaster. So all of my birthday memories suck.
Just forget it. Just
oh my
forget
gosh.
About it.
Yeah. So when my husband married me, I tried to explain to him kind of the situation. And he was like, it can't be that bad. And I was like, you wait and see, mister.
Mr. Positive.
Oh my gosh, stop with your positiveness. So we were out in Colorado, all of my family. The boys were skiing for the first time on a really great slope, Beaver Creek. And my mother had rented this room at a country club with a horse-drawn sleigh after dinner. Ideal. She was really trying to do a nice job. It probably had nothing to do with my birthday, but she wanted to have a nice evening. Everyone was, okay, let's go through that. Depressed, not wanting to eat or drink alcohol, and were poor and tired. The kids were fighting.
Why do you keep saying poor?
Because
poor,
everybody
like no
spends their money on
Christmas
and don't have any money for a gift. I mean, I would get like a pen or a coffee cup, you know, that kind of crap. So then we had the horse-drawn sleigh. My brother's allergic to horses, so everybody was fighting on who would be behind the horse. The kids were fighting. The couples were fighting. It was a disaster. My husband said to me the next day, he said, hey, sweetie, darling, we're changing your birthday. And I went,
oh,
what?
That is...
what? And he said,
that's huge.
We're doing it. And I said, I don't think you can do that. And he said, we're gonna. So from then on, that was the end of 1999, friends. And 2000 began the new me with a summer birthday. Bless you. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Child.
Yeah.
Best. Oh my gosh. Thank you, darling. Thank you. So great.
So yeah, we got some things in the works for the end of the month. You know, I'm chairman.
Yes.
I'm chairman in charge.
Yes. You and Tammy.
Yes. Yes. Tammy, sent me the date long ago I've got it on the calendar. So
you are able to go. Are y'all shot? Are y'all traveling?
Well, we talked about the calendar last night and, I think we're gonna be here and we're gonna do it up. Yay! Wow, that was weird. I didn't hear that entire scream. Did you scream?
I did.
That's weird. So anyway, yes, look forward to the birthday.
Yeah, whatever.
It's your birthday.
Whatever.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it also being June. Mm-hmm. It is the beginning of summer. School's out forever.
School's been blown to pieces. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
We've had graduations. School is out.
Yes.
Things are moving. People are changing.
Yes.
Making changes. I've already said that.
Going out of town.
Going out of town on vacation.
Not doing yoga.
Oh, how's that going? Is that affecting your
It
business?
always does. Summer is, it's half of what it is during the school year. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But I keep
Oh,
on
there's,
going.
yeah, are you poor because of that?
Yeah, a little bit. So
I'm
instead of a
teasing.
present, like the boys, just
If you could just
cash for my birthday.
send money.
Yes.
Hey, Stuart, could you Venmo me for my birthday? Speaking of, rave reviews about his time spent
Wow.
with us, his podcast.
Wow.
It was so interesting and entertaining. And have you heard from him since he's been on the road?
Yes. And he is ready to do the Stewie snack with us. I think we're going to do that
Ba-dum-bum.
tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, so we're going to get him on Zoom and figure out what's going on with the deadheads and how the tofu terry,
Deadheads. Is that
the
what they're
tofu,
called?
yeah,
Oh, thought you were being funny.
the Grateful Dead,
Oh,
deadheads.
wow. Okay.
You never heard that before?
Yeah, I guess I have. I guess I have.
So anyway, I was looking at some of my yearbooks, and it just kind of cracks me up because you would think that we weren't going to see each other for about 4 years, the way people say, "Oh, I'm going to miss you. Have a great summer. Hope I'm going to be in your class next year." Really? We'd cry and love you. You're my best friend. That's so
Oh
stupid.
yeah. But
But you know what?
it was true though. But what were you going to
I found what you wrote me in my yearbook in
say?
seventh grade.
Shut your face now.
First of all, it was in pencil, which I find very ironic.
Just in case I wanted to change it, or where's a pen? Did I own a pen? Do you think I had a pen?
Probably not. But it was real sweet. I can barely read it, but it says, this was sixth grade. Do you remember who our teacher was?
No.
You say it.
Oh my God. So she wore double knit polyester top and pant combination.
Oh, really
And
uncomfortable
she
right now.
would put her hands on the insides of her pants, right around her bikini area. And I think she was a mother tucker. That's a yoga thing where people tuck under their pelvis so they stand really weird. Hands down the pants. Hands down her pants.
Wow. That's true. I was there. I saw it.
Wait, we were
Anyway.
in the same class. I thought our parents separated us.
You
You're
do.
separated.
Our picture's right next to each other. It says Joy Baker, Allison Beverly, and Elizabeth Brooks.
Wait, all three together?
Yep. And somebody wrote on my picture, cute. I've never looked worse.
Oh.
I look like a man.
Is it a pen? Is it a pen or a pencil that might give it away?
It's been
Oh, darn it. Okay, what was my message?
your message was this. Dear B, I'll always love you and be your friend. Then you wrote, the rest is on the last page. Okay, so I went to the last page, and then you continued with
Wow.
saying, I can barely read it between the good luck. Oh, you wrote continued, which is very,
How
very
many
good.
dots? How many dots? I love dots.
One.
Oh, I usually
Yeah,
do three.
I'm a big
Oh,
dotter too, man.
it's saying I'm thinking, I'm pausing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So continued, and then you
Okay.
said, good luck. Good luck with the boys.
No.
Don't see how that worked out. Don't get too many. Love ya. Hope you're in my class next year. Love. And you write exactly like this to this day. Big A. Big A. LLISON in cursive. And then PS. Please keep in touch this summer.
We lived biking distance from each other, but I doubt I saw you. I
Probably
doubt I
not.
saw you. Oh my gosh. I remember just feeling in that neighborhood, there were no kids. You had all the kids in your neighborhood.
Poor thing.
I know. I know.
But anyway,
Oh.
so that just made me think of summer and signing each other's yearbooks and hope you're in my class next year.
Oh my gosh, can we like take a picture of that and post it so you don't lose it? Because it sounds like it's going bye-bye on the pen or pencil.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, it'll be hard to see in a picture, but we can do it. We can do our best.
What else you got in that book?
The yearbook or the baby
Oh,
book?
the baby book.
So that brings me to another thing. I was one of my besties is in town right now for business, and she's staying with us, and we were talking about the podcast, and she was giving me some feedback and blah blah blah. And she said, we need to get kind of more in depth with our stories and give more details. And apparently, I left y'all hanging. I hope you're okay, but I left you hanging about some things in our episode about camp and if you're a trailblazer or a pathfinder. And I discussed the dramatic drop off and how I cried and was the biggest titty baby. And you would think my mother and father were leaving me for weeks. It was 1 week. I think we mentioned that. So, how I got 2 postcards to them in a week is pretty fascinating. But
The postcards. I can't wait. Don't leave us hanging anymore. I'm feeling the dots right now. Here we go.
you know what? This is a little telling. Maybe I was gone 2 weeks because the first one is dated July 7th, and then the second one is July 17th, but maybe this was 2 different years. I
Oh,
couldn't have possibly have stayed 2 weeks.
no,
But
there's
anyway,
no.
the first one says, "Dear Mom and Dad, it is rest period now. My counselor's name is Liz. My cabin leader is Annie. We are going on our overnight tonight. It has been raining up here. I'm taking canoeing for 2 hours every morning. Hated it. We are going on whitewater and rapids. When you come pick me up, be sure it's before lunch. Must have been hungry or hated the food. How is Uncle Eugene? Tell Nana to write. I miss you. Love, B."
What's up with Uncle Eugene?
That was my dad's brother, and I guess he was not in great health, would be my guess.
Very
Then
sorry about that.
the second one was only to my mom. "Dear Mama, how are you doing? We're now taking a rest period on the 18th. I don't know. I'm having a good time. Joy, Allison, and Linda are here. My counselor's name is Bev. My CTI, Lord, that sounds like a disease. My CIT, I think CIT, yeah, you know me. I think the CIT is a counselor in training, would be my guess.
Okay.
Her name is Janet. Who cares?" Then I wrote, "Love ya," in a different pen. "Love ya, B. Don't write because I'll be home by that time."
Oh,
So those were the letters, kids. Okay.
I
Fun and
love
games.
that your mom kept that. B,
No,
when
really.
I was in England living, my parents moved for the 510th
Yeah,
time.
big
They
movers they were.
threw everything away. They threw my love letters. They threw my homecoming queen thing, my one and only moment in the sun, the Briarcliff Community Sports
Your
homecoming
sash.
queen, my sash. Thank you so
Oh.
much with the glitter and the, yeah. So mom and dad threw away everything, including all of my love letters, all of the postcards, pictures. Homecoming sash, my one moment of like, maybe I'm going to be famous. And everything,
Did they
flowers.
Did they check with you before doing this?
No, because I was living in England and they were moving for the 500th time.
Well, you know that's not your fault that you've been punished because they're moving, and that's rude.
I guess, you know, those boxes of crap up in the attic, they just like, I can't, like, we just can't pack this up again. What is this crap? And toss. Anywho, so I'm so glad that you have those two postcards. Bravo, Carolyn.
Yeah, I mean, this is just one volume. I've got a whole nother one of the next 7 years. I mean, we could just go page for page in this good time, but I did want to say one other thing that was so funny was I wrote a letter to Santa, you know, to leave what I want for Christmas. And I said, "Dear Santa, I've been relatively good this year. I was six. What did I wonder what I did to make it relative?"
Wow, maybe that was a new word at school, you know?
Kind of young for that, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's pretty cool. I am super grateful. But anyway, so yeah, we were following up on that because I didn't want to leave all you guys, you know, losing sleep over
Wait,
stuff
wait,
like
wait,
that.
wait, wait, wait. What else is in that book that made me cry laugh?
You are in a featured picture
Yes, I am. We will post it on Instagram.
at one of my birthday parties, and one of our other friends, Beth Franklin, she was there, and she lost her tooth. You know, you lose teeth when you're little children. She lost a little chiclet in a patty pie in a hamburger. And we thought that was the funniest thing that's ever happened, and it kind of is. And Allison, we don't have a ton of pictures together when we're little. Her husband and I, however, are featured on every other page of the baby book. Anyway, I need to focus. But anyway, so that picture was taken, and Allison is holding her head as if she has been laughing hysterically and has a headache. It's kind of cute.
It looks like I'm holding my head up because if I don't, it's going to like fall off from laughing. So she's going
Completely.
to Xerox the picture so it's nice and clear without lights blurring
Yeah,
it.
lights, dude.
Listen, I don't see Beth in the picture.
I thought the same thing. She might have gotten up from the table because she's probably
Oh,
bleeding,
right.
you
And didn't
know?
want to like upset me with the blood.
Was that a problem for
Oh,
you?
it still is. I have said
Really?
to all of my, I work in a retirement home, and I have said CPR, good to go. If there's blood,
I'm
you're
out.
gonna be, you just need to get some smelling salt. I mean, yeah, blood is my thing. Yep. I will pass
Interesting.
right on out. Yep.
Good to know. I'll
So
try
what
not to
else you
cut.
got in that book?
Well, I'm going to move on from the book for now because
Oh.
I wanted to talk about the other thing that I was just after talking with my friend, a shout out to Danette Johnson. I guess I can say her name. We were just talking about memories, and so right before we went to bed, my mind just would not turn off. And I thought about your record player and your closet. Remember?
Yes.
In your bedroom? I find it
Yes.
to be kind of an odd place, but it was very well organized.
Thank you.
And you had all your singles, and we were singing Hotline, Hotline. You remember?
Yes.
Car Wash, all these 80s
Ah.
songs.
At the car wash. Whoa. Talking about the car wash, girl. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me. Car wash. Car wash, girl.
The reason that our beginning to our podcast is the music that it is, you may think it's kind of weird, kind of funky. Well, it is funky, and we picked it purposefully because we really bonded over that era of music. Also, I'll let you talk in a minute. Just hang on one second.
I'm doing fine.
Also, the reels that you see on our Instagram, Yogi and the Bee, you'll see that there's a lot of 80s type music, like Soul Train, that might have been later than. Anyway, that's why, because we really bonded over that record player in the closet. Is that right?
Oh, my God. We love music. Both of us are mad for music. And I mean, mad. So, yes, you're going to see an occasional funny video that I accidentally put up there. And I think I'm on another one, but it's okay.
So that was just so fun. And for some reason, this closet, I think the doors were yellow, light pale yellow, were it just embedded in my mind. And
oh my gosh.
Then I kept thinking of all the songs that we played. And then I remembered you let me borrow a few of your 45s, and I would come home and play them. And one of them was Leo Sayer. So, what do you think about, do you remember us coming home from church and your mom sob? The car sob, and we sat in the back.
I do remember being in the sob in the back seat. Which memory are you talking about?
You and I would sit in the back, and we would put our jackets on our head and pretend that we were nuns. And we had what I think we had a radio show.
What was our radio and look show?
Look at us here today. Is this like? I think that is so fascinating
that is crazy.
We played that story in our minds 50 years ago.
Wow.
Should we put something?
What was our radio show called?
I don't remember. And your poor mother would just laugh and laugh. And we were just, of course, silly and dumb. And I don't even remember what we would talk about, but. And for some reason, we had to like scoot up, you know, on the seat and squeeze between the two front seats.
Because we were entertaining my mother?
Yeah. And bless her, she's trying to drive.
She thinks that I'm the funniest person she knows.
See?
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So you've told me the nun thing before.
Yeah.
I would say, can't remember the nun thing. I have about 100 pictures of me with the jacket over my head throughout my life. Even like if I'm playing games with the boys and I get cold, I will put something over my head and play nun. I will add pictures because it's weird. So I must love doing that. And that's why we were nuns. Although when I grew up, I was going to be a nun. Did you know that? Yes.
I did not.
My dad had to explain to me, you know, it's a Catholic religion, but go for it. Yes.
I'm sure.
Let's see how that works out with your boy craziness.
Good luck with the boys is what you told me.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know. Mm. I don't know.
Radio show, nuns.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just played these silly little games to entertain ourselves on the way home. I find it very ironic and interesting.
Can you put something on your head right now? And I'll do a screenshot of us as nuns. Of course, I have my habit right here, so I'll be able to do it. Do you have a jacket?
Maria makes me laugh. Sound of Music, nuns. I guess I'll just put this stupid shirt over my head. You know what my shirt says? What? Oh my God, you look just like it.
So.
Be careful or you might be on my next podcast is what.
Okay. Oh, that's the one. Wait. Okay. So I'm going to do the Del
I got
key in
two.
print screen. Okay. You ready? Here we are in.
This is
Okay,
our
I got
radio
it.
show.
I got it. That's so great. Ooh, that's heavy and hot.
Heavy and hot. So anyway, those were just some fantastic memories and stories that came to mind of school. And then I don't know if they happened in the summer or not. What kind of, do you have any summer memories of me or great trips or just good summer stuff, good summer stories?
Well, I mean, I've been through that. That was camp for me.
Swim
Going to my
team? Were you on the swim
grandmother's.
team?
I was on the swim team. And can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. So I was great at backstroke, although I
Me
rammed my
too.
head into the wall every single time. I could never
Bless.
do the flip.
Back
So that was a
flip
problem for
turn.
me. So I couldn't do, the backy 40, 40 thing. Okay, so I would do freestyle, backstroke, could not do butterfly if I were paid $1 million. I do not have the, it's like me trying to hula hoop. I cannot do one side. So the two parts of my body, So yeah, I was quite the swimmer. I could do backstroke.
Me too.
And freestyle, and yeah,
Flip turn
I
was tough.
couldn't do the turn, could not do butterfly to save my life. If I had a family member drowning, I could not do butterfly. I'm not kidding. And I lost with breaststroke every single time. Couldn't, I don't know why.
Well, butterfly is super hard. I tried as an adult. It's kind of a joke with some friends. I always do it when we're swimming
Oh,
together
I've seen
in a
you.
lake. Oh,
I've
you
seen
have?
you. Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But I too was good in breaststroke and no, backstroke. My apologies. And I got a trophy one time
What?
for the swim team. I was MVP, most valuable swimmer player, but I was the only one in the age group. But I saved that thing. In fact, I may still have it, the
Oh
little
my
placard.
gosh, please find it and take a picture of it.
The little placard thing fell off.
Oh, yeah.
But I was okay with that because it said I think it was age 8 through 10 or something, and I got most valuable swimmer, and I was the only one
Wow.
in the age group.
Okay.
Bless, bless.
My best moment of my life, the top of everything besides the homecoming queen thing, was field day in elementary school. Do you remember that I was a goddess? I won all the running stuff.
Well, you're a pretty good little athlete, truth be told.
But I mean, running. Can we laugh about this? Can you imagine me running now?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
No, I cannot.
But God, I loved it. I mean, I would fly, and I had all the blue ribbons that my parents threw away.
Oh. There's a picture somewhere. I don't know if it's in this yearbook, but I've got some pictures. Oh, I know where it is. It's in the garage. I've got some pictures of Field Day and Joy Baker kicking some
Really?
ass running. Yes.
Ah, I want to see it.
I'll have to find that.
How about me and
Wow.
Todd Swisegood?
Oh,
Do
at
you have
Field
that
Day
picture?
or
Yeah.
where?
There's a picture. Yeah, I think it's on Facebook of me and Todd at field day. And I was about 4 inches taller than he was.
And you weren't real tall.
Well, remember, I've been this height since I was 10.
We're off to
Big
see the
five,
wizard.
five. How tall are you, B?
Allison, I like to say, I feel like I'm shrinking, that I am 5'6".
You are taller than me, so that makes sense.
Yes, I am. Anyway, I'd like to close this up by asking a question, and that is, do you think if we wore our nun habits, we could get some 2-for-1 collagen implants in our lips, our top lips? Because we don't have, neither of us have a top lip. We,
Speak for yourself. No,
well,
we don't. We don't.
what I was saying was,
Yes.
what I had said was, when we first started doing this and we saw each other, I was like, oh my God, where is my lip?
Yeah.
And then we'll also post some funny
Okay.
pictures we have of that. But we've done that since we were kids.
All right, I'm taking a picture. You ready? And print screen.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to our
Welcome.
podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome to the little podcast. We would please like to take donations for some collagen implants.
So, okay, we could talk about a collagen implant place and we post it.
And get a
And
sponsor.
yes, so find
Whoa.
out a name that we can say right now.
Okay. I don't really know. I think it's just a dermatologist, does it?
Oh, okay. So dermatologist, I have a good one. Let's see if they'll help us out. Dermatologist near me. Okay. So I go to. So what a great idea. We could sponsor have a sponsor of Dermatology Affiliates, Atlanta Dermatologist. That's where I go, B. Where do you go?
Well, funny you should ask because I'm supposed to go next week and it's not far from your house.
Oh.
And I was thinking I could
Swing on by.
maybe swing on by after my appointment. It is a Georgia Dermatology Associates of Georgia.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's definitely link them. Hey guys, I work real hard on those links. Yeah, I
Read the
do.
links.
I mean, organized.
Well, we appreciate it. And it really leads people through down a path of things that we brought up. I think my medicine is kicking in. I feel a little swimmy in my head.
Oh boy, I'm so sorry. Let's let this girl go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to tell you people, please tell your friends, share this podcast with your friends, rate, review, download everything they say. If you don't like it, say you don't like it.
Yeah,
Give us some
please,
feedback.
please.
And Allie can explain one more time about the complications of leaving a review. Go ahead.
So someone told me yesterday that they did it, still haven't gotten the review. You go on Apple iPod and you go to the little starry area and you have to click on the stars. Number 5, please. And then 5 star. And
Five star.
then 5 star. Then right underneath, write a review. It'll say,
Say.
thanks for your rating. And then there's this little thing over on the left-hand side, leave a review. And then you go there and it's going to make you sign up to leave
Yeah.
a review. And we only know it by the name. So Booby Pop Pop could be your name. And it's a process. It's just a little extra step.
Yeah, that happens with real estate too. You have to kind of sign in to leave a review. So it's just like that one extra step. But I mean, we'll buy
Yeah.
you an ice cream or
Come
something
on.
if you do it.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We'll
Yes.
buy
We
you an
will
ice
buy
cream or
you an ice cream cone.
or send you a link. I mean, send you a gift card to an ice cream place.
Yes. Do you accept the challenge?
Leave a review.
Leave one. You can do it. Now, it's different on Spotify and it's different on Amazon. I don't know how you do it on Amazon, but Spotify, you just do a follow. And
yeah, dude.
In a little likey like on, you have to click on that star thing. All right, we're losing. We're losing B. She just fell asleep. the laughter is from a dream. Guys, thank you so much. We will see you next time. And we're going to have a Stewie snack, hopefully. And we'll be tomorrow. We'll be recording again tomorrow. And maybe the next day, and maybe the next day, and maybe the next day. You take care. And bubbles. And bye-bye.
Namaste.